is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. Yeah, dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait a minute. Run that by me again. I don't understand it. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah, fuck. Oh, son of a bitch. Somebody going to tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up. Take 20, one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No shit. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy. You. And them, too.
Look what we have for you to bid on now. A barbecue and a new car. No. A lovely dinette group. Palachek's casual dining group is made from the highest quality rattan. The handsome cane-back chairs add distinction to the timeless design from Palachek. And to the winner of this dinette set goes Lippmann's Wonder Mop. Your hands never touch water. Just slide its special record sleeve down and twist. Lippmann's for better mops.
Roger, Rod?
Yes, Bob?
Would you like a glass of water? Or a glass of something?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the jokes stop now. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And good Monday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. No joke, I like to. And you do want to listen at 3, and I will tell you why in a minute. In just a minute, because I have an announcement to make. Your weekend, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. It's a gray Monday, but that's okay for Monday. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, and I'm here to tell you now that over the weekend I got engaged to be married this summer to my beloved Tracy Baby. So there you go. Now, with all that out of the way, let's talk about Dynamite live at 3. You do want to listen live at 3 because, ooh, look what they've got to give away to you today just for listening. They've got a complete Lord of the Rings box set on DVD. Geekorama. So stick around for that. Now, getting into the best of Don and Mike. Are Don and Mike snobs? Well, let's listen and find out. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Let me just set this up very briefly, that on Friday's episode, there was a memo, that an internal memo, an email note that was sent out, and incidentally, not at our request, by the program director to the sales staff,
right,
saying what is generally known as a rule in radio,
right,
that you don't come into the studio and the disc jockey's doing the show, and if it's 5 minutes before the show or 5 minutes after the show, you don't come up to the disc jockey and say, hey, I got a proposition for you.
Right.
Now, this doesn't make us elitists. This doesn't make us divas. This is done at the smallest radio station at the biggest radio station. And I think I made some comments about, you know, oh, and then Tim's response, the sales guy's response to the program director, and I wasn't even involved in this, was
Yo, Gray.
Yeah. Talent, meaning disc jockeys, has no idea what pressure is.
Right.
And then I made the horrible sin of commenting that it in fact did take pressure to put on a radio show,
mm-hmm.
and that while we didn't ask Cameron to put out this letter, it's common knowledge, and yeah, it's now listen.
I think it's very important to point out that our point of view was countering Tim's email. It was right. And what Tim was saying was, we don't know what pressure is.
Yeah,
and that's all we were saying. We were indicating that we feel as much, if not more, because of the way the rating system works. And I think that people that don't do that don't have a concept of that.
And so, he implied that we were treated better than our people in the sales department. And the truth is we're just trying to focus on the product, as you pointed out.
Now, you know, we're not having a pity party. We're not sitting around saying, oh, cry for us, Argentina.
Right.
But the point is, you know, I've worked in this business almost 30 years, and I know a lot of you think I got it easy. Well, I'd say in answer to that, where were you people when I was working 7 days a week, no lie, making $75 a week to be able to be fired for doing something that I thought was right, and then having to sit out for a month and get another job and doing it all over again? But that's, you know, that's 20 years ago. What would you know about that now? You're seeing me here now. But our whole point with this thing on Friday, besides just being good radio and a good argument, was the fact that this guy, Tim, the sales guy, had taken a slam at all disc jockeys, saying that talent doesn't know what pressure is.
No, and talent knows what pressure is, because everybody that's been doing this for any length of time has had the moments where, you know, they have to go through the revolving door, and they have had the moments where you're as good as your last ratings book, which I got news for you. You know, it's the same for us today as it was when we started out.
And the last thing I'll say before I read this wonderful letter is, it's not like we're Van Halen or Bruce Springsteen, but the truth is, for the 4 hours that we're in here, we're running and we're working our asses off, regardless if you think so or not. And I defy you to come down, much as I would say to a guy who's out digging a ditch. When he's done digging a ditch for 4 hours or 8 hours, whatever his shift is, he don't want to be called into his boss's office and said, hey, listen, we want to talk to you about a proposition. He says, you know, give me a couple of minutes just to get the F away.
Everybody's that way, and everybody has the same kind of deal when they when you're working hard and you're doing your job. Right after you get done doing it, it's the last time you want
to. And again, I'll apologize, and why I am, I don't know, but I'll apologize for the fact that Mike and I have jobs where we have fun. I'm sorry for the disenfranchised out there, like this guy, Mark, who didn't write his last name, job that's fun. I'm sorry, Mark, that you hate to hear that there's real work and pressure involved. But anyway, so we had this discussion with Tim, and I thought it was a good bit, and we moved on, and then I came in today, and I get this wonderful letter from the guy who doesn't even have the guts to sign a last name or an address. Oh my God, Don. You are such an elitist snob. I'm listening to you defend your position to Tim McWilliams that you need downtime after each show. And I don't think it was talking about myself in particular, I'd like to point out. It was just,
no, the issue at hand was, if you're going to do some business right after the show or right before, it is not the time to do that. And there are many other channels to get what you want. That's what the whole Cameron email was about.
It is so typical of some rich think that somehow his success, fame, and fortune elevates him to a level where he doesn't have to deal with the common folk. Okay, issue number one. By common folk, I'm guessing that you are speaking about the people I work with here in the radio station. I will tell you the people that I came in contact with today, since I've been here today. Bobby, Alan, Cameron, Timmy, Chris, John, and Haji. Those are the people outside our radio show who I came in contact with today.
And I will tell you who I've come in contact with today.
Yeah.
Don.
But anyway, that's the point. The point is that for both of us, we're not into that Tom Cruise thing. But this guy took us seriously.
I want to thank everybody for diverting their gaze from me.
Here's another thing that he took seriously. I've been listening to you since the WAVA days, and I've heard you rail against the Hollywood elite who request the help to divert their eyes. This is exactly what you are doing to Tim McWilliams. And you're actually serious. Jesus, you're freaking me out, man. I'm embarrassed. I thought you were just a regular guy. He continues. Bulletin, F-head. We regular guys also try to be the best salesmen, soldiers, plumbers, everyday workers, and husbands. We think about and worry about our job performance, too. Ooh, poor Donnie gets judged on his work performance. Boo-hoo. So sorry for not being up to the air personality standards. You oh-so-special hypocrite. You need downtime? Crawl into your effing cave at home and have all the downtime you want. No one ever died wishing they were meaner to their friends and coworkers. You're still the best that radio has to offer. I suppose I'll just get used to the thought of listening to a couple of snobs. Mark.
Hmm.
Okay.
Now, Mark obviously was motivated to pen that letter to us and has some very strong feelings about it. And I think I say this very reasonably. F you!
Yeah.
F you!
Mark, first, you should know, because you are listening, because we are the best thing on the radio, you should know first that part of what we did on Friday with Tim was serious, and part was for your benefit. You, the home listener.
Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful when you get salespeople and people on this side of the building that get into a spirited debate.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But as someone who obviously knows nothing about this business, there is an ongoing battle long before I got into radio or Mike did, and long after we'll get out. Sales versus programming is a constant battle mm-hmm. that goes on in every radio station. Sales thinks it drives because they go out and make the money. Programming, talent, thinks that they drive it because if you don't have something to sell, you're not going to be able to go out and sell.
If you want an analogy, a great analogy would be a car dealership where you've got the sales department and the service department. It's a very, very similar relationship that the people that do what we do have with the salespeople.
And bulletin to you, F-head. I would venture to say that regular guys who are salesmen, soldiers, plumbers, everyday workers, etc., when they go through a day of crap, and excuse me for saying this, but a lot of times we do go through crap here. You know, I'm sorry that it's in a fun environment, but we do. No matter what your job, you get done at the end of it. The last thing you want is some guy coming up and saying, hey, you got 5 minutes? All you really want is just 10 minutes just to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you really want. It's got nothing
and
to
even
do
though, and it should be pointed out that this memo that Cameron wrote was not coming from this show.
No, right.
It was another show, and they were probably legitimate in their request.
We took umbrage because it's the thing that we've heard in radio the whole time we've been in radio. Mm-hmm. Sales versus programming. The two sides never really work together. And as far as thinking you thought I was a regular guy, I'm a regular guy. I got no problem shaving this face in the mirror in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, you, Mark, who didn't have the balls to write your name, I'd say you're the guy with the issues. That you write an anonymous letter to a disc jockey who you don't really know, accusing me of a lot of stuff, and then not having the balls to sign your name to it.
Here's the difference, too, between this show and a lot of shows that are on the radio. You know, this kind of stuff, to be honest with you, most of the time happens behind the scenes. You don't have it out on the radio. It's not out front. And we put it on because, first of all, we think we're right. And second of all, we think it's entertaining when you get a nice little battle going on like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the real prima donna move would be to never say anything about this. And we let most of our battles, not all of them, granted, but most of our battles, we put on the radio so you can hear them. I mean, it's all out there for you.
And Mark?
So you can judge, Mark.
Mark, I'm sorry that your life hasn't worked out the way you want it to. But I'm sorry that you think I'm a rich and that somehow my success, fame, and fortune has elevated me to a level where I don't have to deal with the common folk. Well, I have news for you. The salespeople that work at this station are not common folk. They are uncommon folk. They are vermin. It is a day-to-day struggle and battle to keep this show as it is. Because if they had their way, this segment, this hate mail segment, would be brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. You stupid ass. So don't do me any favors as you call me F-head. Stop listening.
Yeah, and the fact is that you and I both believe that there are millions of jobs out there that have the same or even greater degrees of stress.
Everybody, listen, when
everybody,
Al...
And everybody in their own way has their own stress.
Mm-hmm. When Al Bundy would come home after a day of selling shoes, he'd walk through the door and Peg would say, Al, I want to talk to you. Don't bother me. Now, I know it's a television show. I know it's a parody. Mm-hmm. But, hello, McFly. To a large extent, the show you're listening to is also entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem, too. I appreciate the fact that you listen every day. I appreciate the fact you think that you know us.
There are all kinds of jobs that have different degrees of pressure. There are jobs that I know have more pressure than what we have in this. Lots of them. Plenty of jobs. I mean, your surgeons, your cops that are out there on the line every day. Of course there are. And I think the smallest job in the world, the job that requires the least brain power, that has its own pressures involved with it.
I would say even a guy working at the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Has pressure.
You get seven cars backed up there, he's got to hustle.
And I've done it. I did. I worked at Burger King. I worked at Roy Rogers. Right. It's a pain in the ass, even back in the day before you had the drive-thru windows. And you can't tell me that some guy that works 8 hours at McDonald's having to deal with morons saying, no, idiot, I want the number two with a large fry and no cheese on the quarter pounder. You can't tell me that guy at the end of his 8-hour shift gets done, takes off his clothes, walks out of his work area, and his boss or some sales guy comes up and says, hey, I've got a unique opportunity that I really need to talk to you about right now. That guy's going to say, okay, let's sit and chat. Mm-hmm. You know what you say? Hey, give me 10 minutes. I just worked an 8-hour shift.
Right.
And I know there's a lot of you stupid people who think that Mike and I work 4 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm sorry that you don't have what it takes to do this. Are you the same people? Do you watch television at night and say, huh? That Jay Leno, he works 1 hour a day. Do you watch Tom Brokaw and think, oh, that ass, he works 30 minutes a day?
That's, you know, forever in this business. Yeah. That is what you get. You will always get that in this business.
Anyway, just listen to me.
But you know, they don't say that about Tom Brokaw. They don't say that about it. That's a broadcasting business also. It's strange that they don't. It's strange that they don't go, oh, man, hey, you know, that Jay Leno. 90 minutes, come on.
No, 60. Yeah.
60.
He doesn't even do 90, that's 60. Right. But you and I both know that even a no talent like Jay Leno, he's got to be there to work on the stuff that goes on his show. Mm-hmm. You know what I need downtime from, really, is crap like this. And you think that I'm elitist, you think that I'm a rich prick, that I don't have to deal with the common folk. Well, I got news for you, Mark. In 5 years, I'll be a common folk. And then you tell me what you think when you turn on the radio every day and we're not here. Then you tell me what you think. But until then, kiss my ass and go to hell. And your mother's a whore. And next time, send it in an envelope. And write your last name.
And thank you for your correspondence.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Boo-hoo for not being up to the air personality standards. Right there. You know what that says to me? Boo-hoo. That you were not smart enough to find a job in which you could feel comfortable in.
There seems to be anger in that letter.
Yeah. Boo-hoo. And I'm not talking about being creative like being an artist or being a disc jockey or anything. I'm talking about, I was watching a guy lay bricks, I don't know, last summer. And I really said to him, you've really got this down to an art form, because this guy was making this windy thing that was going all around the place. And the guy said, hey, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how I felt. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a guy, Jesus Christ, who's laying bricks. But it's his passion, and he loves doing it. And he's good at it. And I'm sure at the end of his day, after he gets done cutting down the bricks to make sure that it zigzags exactly the way the house Frau wanted, the last thing that he wants is for his boss to come up to him after he's been doing this all day and go, hey, I need to talk to you about this job tomorrow. I'm sure he would say,
does it happen? I'm sure it does. Mm-hmm. Do they like it happening? No. Nobody does.
Right.
And anyway, that's that. So we did it on Friday, and that was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
And today's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but really, you know, just get bent. Seriously, go to hell. I mean it. I pray you marry one of Saddam Hussein's daughters.
No, they're available.
I really do.
Is the one that has the husband that's just missing, is she available?
Yeah, well, I guess, technically, yes.
And thanks for
she might still think she's married to the guy.
Yeah. Incidentally, thank you very much, but because it just drips with the sarcasm that even someone as dumb as me can see. You're still the best thing radio has to offer. I suppose I'll have to get used to the thought of listening to a couple of snobs.
Yeah, we sure look like a couple of snobs today.
Let me say something to you, sir. You're absolutely right. Rob?
Yes?
Where is my caviar?
Oh, I left it in the
bed. Yes. Jesus Christ. You effing dickhead. I mean it.
Yeah.
Hey, jerk off, call in. I dare you. I'll give you a prize if you call in.
It's easy to hide behind the typewriter, son.
And I will die wishing I was meaner to my friends and coworkers. What the hell was that? First off, Tim McWilliams is not my friend. He's a guy that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
My coworkers, again, I sleep easy at night knowing how I treat my coworkers. You have no idea how I treat coworkers because you don't know me. As I tried to explain last week, you know the me that you hear on the show.
Right.
I'm sorry you're so stupid that you can't make the difference in your mind, that you can't say, oh, I get it, Don's just doing a show. He's just being an ass on the radio. Just being an a-hole on the radio. I've listened to you since the waiver days. Heard you rail against Hollywood elite. That's exactly what you're doing to Tim McWilliams. No.
It's not the same thing. Tim came in here, and the reason we railed against Tim was because he wrote the letter back to Cameron that we thought was a little over the top, and then we had a great time talking to him. And it was a fun, fun thing that we did. You know, we were pissed, but I'll tell you, it was good to be... I thought it was great radio.
And it was, you know, for the last time, it was an indictment against everybody that's been on this side of radio.
I think the one thing that our point to Tim was that, you know, give me a break. Everybody has pressure. Everybody does. Nobody has any, you know, any corner on that. Anybody that works for a living that's got to put food on the table, they've got different pressures. It's the way it works.
Amen. So anyway, thanks, Mark. And next time, grow a set and write your last name on here.
Grow a set. One of my favorites. Grow a set.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say I know exactly how you feel. I work in the IT department where I work. When I come home and people ask me computer questions, I just feel like saying, leave me the F alone. Mm.
Yeah, and again, it has nothing to do with being elitist or being a snob. It's just you do your job, and then when you're done with your job, you want to be done with your job
That's
for a little while.
Like, you know, you and I both know physicians that are friends of ours, and it's tough when you go to a party with somebody like that, and anybody has a question for them, and people still do it to doctors. I think doctors get it more than anybody else.
Why does my arm go like this?
And the one thing that would you agree the pet peeve we have is that when somebody comes up to you and decides, you know, if somebody wants to go up and say, hey, I listen to your show, it's funny, it feels good, it's great, but when you get the people that want to talk about every radio show that they listen to, and why it's good and bad, that's the pet peeve.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Howdy.
What's up? I'm calling from the Legacy,
so
by the way.
So snobby what I just said.
You are, Mike.
You're such a snob.
Although the letter was just, I'm an elitist snob, but I guess you're in the last part, a couple of snobs. A
couple of snobs. Yeah, thanks for really including me in the letter, a-hole.
Hello, yeah, Brian.
Yeah, I'm calling from the Legacy, Philadelphia.
Hi there, enjoy it. Oh, and listen, the countdown is on. I believe we have 26 shows, 26 days, I don't even know how many shows that is left, before Tim Sabian cancels us in Philadelphia.
Four. Oh, is that definite now? Come on.
Oh, listen, we had a meeting with a guy from Infinity last week.
Mm. Yeah, he pretty much, he told us the way it is.
Yeah, he said it's up to management in Philadelphia, which means it's up to Tim Sabian.
We're sending Tim a box of chocolates every day.
We're history in Philly.
All right, I'm sorry.
But as Gloria Gaynor sang, we will survive.
Sure.
And yeah, as far as that moving to Washington thing, that's something everybody might have to do pretty soon.
Yeah, think about it. Amen.
Anyway,
I just want to call in. Don, I don't think you're an elitist prick. I think that guy's a dick for trying to rile you up. Well, I listen to you guys all the time. I think you guys are good guys. And whether you act like it on the air or not, I'd be hanging out with you guys in bars all the time, Mike.
Thank you.
So, Don, it's not even worth the time for the rest of us.
Oh, no, it is.
Was that a dig at my drinking?
No, a compliment.
No. Anyway. And here's why it is worth...
Sorry, I'm a little paranoid.
Here's why it is worth reading, because we read it, and everybody listened to it, and now everybody's calling about it.
Sure.
You know, again, hello, these are the ABCs of doing a radio show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment.
Turn
about
your radio
the
down. Turn your radio down. Duh.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment about the letter. The guy who wrote it obviously hasn't had to come up and improvise a full week of program.
Well, see yeah, you're right. But now you're letting the cat out of the bag. Of course, this is all scripted. And
this is all written.
That was a setup caller.
That interruption that I just did for you, it was said, Mike, jump in on Don.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this me?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's an immediate disqualification.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have any idea the kind of pressure we, the callers, are under day in and day out?
On this show, you bet, which is why I urge most of our listeners never to call.
It is a pressure cooker to call this show.
The idea, number one, to turn the radio down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that requires thought
and
action.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how do we respond? How do we open the conversation? Do we say, is it me? Do we say, how you guys doing? Do we just remain silent?
You're right.
These are decisions we have to make.
That is why most of you should not call, and I mean that. You should just sit in your cars and enjoy what you can out of the show.
If you're going to call, be like this guy. Understand what a pressure cooker it is.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
I just wanted to call to compliment you and show you how this letter is actually a compliment, that you portray yourself as, you know, so believable as this real-life person that people really think it's you.
Yeah, and, you know, my wife had to say that to me because there's this guy. As a matter of fact, the guy that, remember when we were on vacation a month ago and I said there was all the problems on the beach and the guy called in.
Yeah.
And said, hey, yeah, I was there, I'm the guy.
The guy you said you'd see again down at the beach.
Right, well, I did see him again, and as it turns out, it was that Friday that I had taken off to be with my son before he goes to college.
Right.
And my son and I were sitting down on the beach, and the guy came up to me, and he said, hey, you slacker? And I said, hi. And he said, this is a guy I met one time.
Right.
He said, shouldn't you be at work today? And I looked at him, and I said, shouldn't you be at work today? He said, I've got the day off. I said, so do I. And then my look indicated, get out of here. And I mentioned this to my wife. I said, you know, that guy that I thought was a nice guy, come up to, hey, slacker. And she said the same thing. She said, it's just because people listen to us and that they think they know us.
Right.
And that's why I get conflicted and why I go crazy sometimes with you people. And why I'm counting the days. Just right. Counting the days until I'm out, until I'm free. But I'm loving every day until then, Mike.
Yeah, you got a few days ahead of you.
I'm loving it for the next 1,500 days.
God, but who's counting?
Actually,
yeah.
A little more than that. Actually, if it wasn't for you, I'd be gone long ago. I swear to God.
Thank you.
I swear to God.
I appreciate that.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I just want to call and tell you I completely understand what you're saying. I work in the medical profession, and it drives me up the wall when I got to answer everyone's aching questions about what's wrong with my knee, what's wrong with my back when I'm not working. It drives me insane.
Thank you, doctor.
And that's really not even what we're talking about. I mean, I really don't mind people coming up and saying hi or even if they say, hey, slacker, because you guys listen to the show. That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice and, you know, validates smarmy, smirky, that they feel is necessary sometimes, and I, you know, you and I both get a little bent on that, and I think we have a right to get a little bent once in a while, right?
Yeah, all the time, every day.
You don't do it all the time.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You know I do. I'm always bent about something.
Well, that's you.
Hello. Keith.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, this really struck a nerve with me. I'm a garbage man. And I tell you what, there's nothing more that I hate more than getting home and the first thing my wife asks me to do is take the garbage out.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, man, I wish we could continue this conversation, but I cannot be seen talking to a garbage man.
You snob.
Okay, goodbye. We got to break here.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
I didn't even really have any Mexican friends in high school. Nor do I now.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
It's the last day of the Independence Air Falling Fares sale. Book at FlyEye.com and enjoy great savings. But do it today because the Independence Air Fare sale ends tonight. Visit FlyEye.com now.
Dear landlord, sorry to leave you on such short notice, but we just bought a brand new garage townhome at Parkside at Dulles yesterday, and we're moving tomorrow. It's right by Herndon, just 3 minutes from the Dulles Access Road. Now, Amy and I never thought we could afford a brand new townhome for the same amount we've been paying you in rent. But priced in the low 300s, that's exactly how it worked out. We just locked in today's low interest rate. So now, instead of paying rent, we'll be building equity. Isn't that great? P.S. Did I mention that Parkside at Dulles has a pool and a fitness center?
Why rent when you can buy a brand new garage townhome in the Herndon area from the low 300s? It's the grand opening of Parkside at Dulles. New townhomes with three finished levels and privacy fencing. Many have decks. And all new townhomes are fully constructed and ready for move-in. Visit ParksideAtDulles.com and see the ad in Saturday's Post. Equal housing opportunity.
And here's your total. Well, thanks for coming to the UPS store.
Wow, that's a great price. This must be a mistake.
No, sir. 1,200 copies, 6 boxes I packed and shipped, and 50 spiral-bound presentations. Got it all, sir.
I run a small business, too, and I think you're giving away the farm here. Are you sure you don't want to check that receipt again?
When you copy, pack, or ship at the UPS store, you'll be surprised at how much time and money your small business can save. Well, I double-checked, sir. There's no mistake.
Is the decimal point in the right place?
Absolutely, sir.
I got to send in some kind of rebate coupon?
No.
I got to talk to a guy who knows a guy?
That would be me.
You're the guy?
Sir, I don't know what you're used to, but we do things differently here. Binding, copying, packing, and shipping at a price that fits your budget. Get it done right at the UPS store. To find a location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
Visit the UPS store for all your copying, binding, and laminating needs. You can trust their helpful staff and neighborhood locations will make finishing that big job easier. For an independently owned and operated location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
Life is full of decisions that are no-brainers. By shopping for high-speed internet access. On one side, there's Verizon Online's DSL. On the other, Comcast Cable. Verizon is just $29.95 a month with a qualifying package. Comcast is $42.95 a month. Verizon comes with MSN Premium at no extra cost. Comcast doesn't.
Call 1-800-PICK-DSL to get Verizon Online DSL for our lowest price ever. Just $29.95 a month with a qualifying package. It's the best value in broadband, especially now that you get upload speeds that are faster than Comcast's, so you can send pictures in a flash. Plus, if you sign up at Verizon.com/PICK-DSL, you get your first month free.
Verizon Online DSL. It's a no-brainer. Verizon. Make progress every day.
Additional monthly supplier FUSF recovery fee and applicable taxes apply. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Maximum upload speed is 384 kilobytes per second. Available to residential customers in select areas. Offer subject to change. The Verizon Online version of MSN Premium is not Macintosh compatible. Based on Comcast 3 megabyte internet non-promotional video customer pricing in D.C. as of 9/24/04.
A gift from Shaw's Jewelers goes straight to the heart.
I love her so. This she must know.
Sometimes we feel so much for someone that we can't quite get the words right. But with a holiday gift from Shaw's Jewelers, no words are necessary. Since 1910, people have counted on their Shaw's professional jeweler to feature only the finest, most distinctive jewelry, with a selection of styles as timeless as your love for her. Like beautiful three-stone diamond rings with round or princess-cut diamonds. Collection priced from just $299.99 to $7,000. So come to Shaw's and go straight to the heart.
Shaw Jewelers, 10 locations, including their newest store in Tyson's Corner Center. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
Sex is important in every relationship. For over 15 years, Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
I had problems for years, and my doctor told me it was medications I was taking. So first I tried mail order stuff. That didn't work. Then I tried Viagra. Well, that didn't work for me either. I was ready to throw in the towel until I heard about Boston Medical Group. And that worked. I was back in action that night. You just don't know how great it is to be back in the game again. And I'm even better now than I was before.
If you suffer from premature ejaculation or an erection problem, the board-certified physicians at the Boston Medical Group can help. Their personalized treatment is guaranteed to work regardless of age or causes. Your strength and duration will increase from just one visit. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. The Boston Medical Group. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Now, real stories from the side of the road. Brought to you by Cotman Transmission. Roger, tell us your shocking but true story.
My transmission quit on this dark country road. And then, just like that, one of those Cotman pit crew guys appeared. Poof!
out of thin air, and he says,
"You should have taken your car to Cotman Transmission. Our personal pit crew repairs your car right the first time, and we'll get you back on the road fast."
So I said, "Hey, that's great, but who's going to save me from that psychotic tow truck driver?" And then he called 1-866-COTTMAN.
Because Cotman Transmission has 24-hour towing and the free TransCheck 21-plus inspection, the most complete transmission check in the industry. And it's absolutely free. Real Stories from the Side of the Road is brought to you by Cotman Transmission. 400 locations, one dedicated attitude.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Judy vented those frustrations in a series of tape recordings she intended to use to write her autobiography. Many of the recordings were dictated in the middle of the night when Garland was delirious from pills.
I'm mad. I am mad enough and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk because I can do something besides sing, you know. I don't always have to sing a song. There is something besides the man that got away or over the rainbow or the trolley song. There's a woman. There are three children. There's me. There's a lot of life going here. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right, right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Don and Mike live at 3. Don't miss it. It's the big Monday show. Now, getting back into the best of. Hey, have you heard that Mike O'Mara is a big Red Sox fan? Well, if you haven't, you're going to really enjoy the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hey there. How about them there Packers?
Oh, tonight just, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And for exactly maybe, what, one series? The real Packers will be playing.
Wow.
Yeah. How about Brett Favre?
Okay. Bye-bye. See you later. I saw something about Mary. I get Brett Favre jokes. He'll play the first series. Amon Green will play the first series. And then I'll still watch because, you know, there could be retarded kids out there. As long as they got the uniforms on,
NFL football,
I'll watch it.
I know you might be making a big deal about the NFL, but I almost saw the entire Boston Red Sox infield killed yesterday. Wow. And in one lightning strike, and it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Would have been the luckiest thing that ever happened to that team.
I thought you were going to say it would be the luckiest thing that ever happened to me. Yeah. It was truly amazing to be there for that. And they, you might have seen this on the highlights. They showed this on a lot of highlight reels, but man, it was absolutely amazing. The rain was starting to pour down. Guy popped out to Nomar Garciaparra. He catches the ball, and then 3 seconds later, try to look just a little interested in this.
I am.
I know
Mike,
it's baseball.
Mike, I am.
This is a football fan. He could not look any more bored.
No, I am interested. Hold on. Who called you at the game yesterday?
You called me at the game, and you were, where's that ball busting sound? You called me at the game. Just to, incidentally, in the first inning. when the game had started.
And I only called you because it was not like a jinx thing, but you had said last week,
right,
you felt so good about the Red Sox because...
Did you enjoy talking to my friend Reggie, and do you know why he answered the phone?
He said Mike O'Mara's phone.
Because he had one of those shorts that had the side pockets on them, and that's where he kept everything for everybody. He was the designated pack mule for all that. Like Rob has, those type of things right there.
Nice. Beautiful.
But man, to hear everybody simultaneously scream and then see the guys as though they were in a foxhole hit the deck, and then no umpire had to tell them that the game was going to be postponed. They did a dead run with nobody saying anything. I've never seen anything like this.
Did the Orioles run too, or was it just the Red Sox?
It was the Red Sox. The Red Sox were out in the field, so they had to run in.
So
and
it was just the Red Sox that ran in.
It was there were no Orioles on the field at the time except for the batter, and he ran into the Orioles dugout too.
And
back of the diamond.
Sure.
It looked like the lightning may have hit the top of the warehouse. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
I read in the Baltimore paper this morning what actually happened is Cal reached into the sky and pulled the lightning down.
Shut up!
You can do that.
Yeah, and Don called me at the beginning of the game to remind me what a great successful weekend it was for the Red Sox.
Only because you had said last week.
Yeah, and I've changed my position once again. Between the beginning of the game when Don got the real. Incidentally, the lady sitting next to me, I don't think, was real thrilled with the language that I was using when I was speaking with you about the quality of the team that had lost four in a row before yesterday. I was effing angry.
The thing is that Mike said to me last week, he said, we got a great stretch now. We got Texas. They suck.
Yep.
We got the Orioles. They suck. Mm-hmm. The Yankees play the A's. This is where we make our move.
Right.
So, of course, I had to call him because
I know.
They lost two out of three in Texas.
Were you on the beach when you called me, incidentally?
Yeah.
I just pictured you sitting there relaxed on the beach, and there I was, just miserable.
Some guy had a radio, and I heard bottom of the first, and I thought, call Mike. He's at the game right now, Sunday afternoon. Mike's at the game.
You know how you're a defeatist fan is when the rain delay came, and we left at the rain delay. We didn't stay for the 2 hours that it took to finally get the game in. I was praying for the game to be canceled, because if it had been canceled, the Red Sox were leading, and they would have gotten the win. But they went on to win it legitimately anyway.
Do you want to listen to that thing? Because we can pull it up on BTS 2.
Oh, in the
right
next
now.
Break.
Next break? Okay.
We have to do a short break here anyway. Then then I got some more radio radio stuff coming up. So your boys right now are behind the Yankees by how many? Four?
Three and a half games.
Three and a half.
And they're a half game in front of the Oakland A's. And
it's August 4th, and now
there is potential, of course, for, it's anybody's bet. Right now, you never know what's going to happen. I'm not as optimistic as I was last week. You don't like to see your team lose four in a row, and I know it gives you great joy. Now you're interested. It gives you great joy.
I was interested all along.
You are interested.
I knew
in baseball
about
if the Red Sox have a plane crash or something like that.
I saw on SportsCenter, and
I follow it every day. I know you do.
I heard you tell me about the guy already getting struck by lightning.
You don't even look at the Cubs anymore, do you? You just see. You want to see if
I follow three teams: Yankees, Red Sox, A's. Every day
about the bet.
And you know what? You ask my wife.
Right.
I don't even root against you. I say one year because I feel like at least being a Packers fan, they won the Super Bowl a couple of times.
Yes.
I wish that one time in your life. You win the bet. I'm not really rooting against you.
It was in Baltimore yesterday, but, two-thirds
of
the people there, have the long-suffering fans. It's just, it's amazing.
I feel bad for you and all of your ilk. I really do.
But don't, you see, because part of the magic is the losing. Do you understand this? Part of the magic is that people don't get it. They don't understand. Then you're talking about negative. I mean, I have negative energy to just burn. One of my friends said, hey, man, it's easy to criticize. What?
Part of the magic is the losing?
Yes, Rob.
You should make that on a T-shirt.
I don't know what part of the magic is the losing. The magic is never getting there because you've got always something to hope for. There's something to strive for.
Would you like it if they made it?
What?
Would you make it like it if they went all the way? Because then the magic would be gone.
I would like it, but there would be a part of me that would go, what the hell do I do now? Because I've been doing this my entire life, and I've been doing it passionately for my entire life.
So you would be disappointed if the Red Sox won the World Series?
No, I'd be very, very confused. Because I wouldn't know how to go on. I'd probably come back, but it wouldn't be the same. It would never be the same if they won the World Series.
So you'd be happier if they never won it?
No! No, don't say that because it's impossible to feel that. Of course I want them to win. I want them to win every year. There's nothing I pay attention to.
Do you want them to win like you want them to win the year that you die? Would that be the year you'd like them to win?
I'm sure there are a lot of fans that would be it would be a wonderful scenario that it would be like if I lived a good full long life.
An honor.
If I was in my, late 80s, early 90s and
early 50s. late 40s.
Let's say you're 60 years old.
Yeah.
Would you give your health?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
70?
Nope.
All right, here's a good one.
There's been a lot of progress made at the medical front, Rob.
Would you give 1 year off your life for the Red Sox to win a World Series? Serious. That's not like a Rick Dees, would you? But would you?
You really know how to frame a question to put me on the spot. There are a lot of Red Sox fans out there that
are going to... Just answer. Would you?
No. No, I don't believe you.
Huh?
I don't believe you.
No, because it might be a year that I need. To get some stuff done.
You're 47.
Huh? No, I'm probably, you know what I've probably done now? I've probably assured the fact that they won't win in my lifetime because of that question that you asked. It's the way I think, too.
Is that part of the magic, thinking like that?
Negatively?
Yeah.
Yes. I sat, my friend Box was sitting next to me yesterday, and he said at one point, he played competitive baseball and said to me, you know, it's easy to criticize because all I was doing was just like hurling negative thoughts out there. It's,
that's
what you do as a Red Sox
fan. That's why, and when I used to be a Cubs fan, it was the same thing.
Yep.
You love the fact that your team never wins. You love the fact that they always tease you and never quite get there.
But I want them to win. You know that. I mean, nothing makes me happier than, or makes me feel more low than this weekend when they were getting pummeled. And
but you love feeling low. You love feeling low about the Red Sox.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I really do.
But I mean, I don't like feeling low.
I don't mean that.
I don't like being like that.
I'm not putting you down. I say,
hey, sometimes I go to sleep. I can't get to sleep because I'm so upset. That's not good. That doesn't feel good.
Now, a lot of good. Listen, as a football fan, I know a lot of times my Monday is ruined if my team loses.
So I feel the same way about the Red Sox.
Okay.
I mean, I go to sleep at night and it will ruin my night. It will literally ruin
my
night.
That's a guy thing. Buzz, you can agree, right?
No.
What team do you feel that way about, Buzz?
None. No team.
But see, there's part of me that, like, you know how you love the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a great diversion. It's great to invest that kind of emotion into it. And people that don't do it don't get it.
And I mean this seriously. When we were down in New Orleans, when the Packers played the Patriots,
yeah,
5 years ago,
right?
If someone would have asked me, because I was a little kid when they won the other ones,
yeah,
would you give a year off your life to guarantee the Packers would win when I was there? I swear to God, I would have said yes.
Do you know why I didn't say yes?
Why?
Because I will, you know, I will root for this team forever. I will root for this team, and you know, every year, I make the statements. This is it. This is the last year. You've heard me say this. This is the last year I get involved with it emotionally, that I make a bet on the radio, that I do the. But no, you come back year after year after year, and it's not like they're not competitive. It's not like they're not at least close enough to make it a possibility. And this year more than a lot of other years. So, I mean, it's...
We got a break. Okay. But you love the fact that they hit you. You love it.
Shut up!
You can do that.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood. Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly, brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
The UPS store where you can find great low shipping rates direct from UPS.
For a lot of people, driving is about getting from point A to point B. But there are a select few who strive to reach a different place, a place we call point D. Point D is when you execute something just as you'd hoped, and for one brief instant, you're perfect. It can be taking a sharp corner with no room to spare, or navigating a tricky pass. Whatever it is, these drivers are always looking for point D, and we want to help them get there. We're Dunlop, makers of European performance tires for over 100 years. If you want to get to point D, there's no better time than now to visit your local Dunlop retailer. Dunlop. Get to point D.
At Dunlop, we're firm believers